Chapter 3. Drums. Now that we have selected a sample and adjusted it to fit within the session, let's add some drums. In the browser to the left of the screen, you will see a symbol comprised of 8 boxes and 2 rows of 4. This is the symbol for the All Groups button. Here you will find the assembled kits for drum productions. Select the button and choose kits from the drop-down list. For this tutorial, I will be using the 2AM kit from the top of the list of options. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S, adding a kick drum. Now that the kit is chosen, the sounds in the B1 group will be populated with the pre-assembled drum sounds. Sound number 1 contains the associated kick drum from the 2AM kit. Press play, and you should hear your looped sample playing with a metronome in the background. Tap on pad 1 on your drum pad or MIDI keyboard to play the kick sound. Find a kick rhythm that fits right within the sample, and click on record to record the kick into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S, adding a snare drum. Now that the kick is chosen, let's choose a snare sound. Number 2 contains the associated snare drum from the 2AM kit. Press play, and you should hear your looped sample playing with a metronome in the background. Tap on pad 2 on your drum pad or MIDI keyboard to play the snare sound. Find a snare rhythm that fits right within the sample and click on record to record the snare into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S, adding a clap drum. Now that the snare is chosen, let's choose a clap. Sound number 5 contains the associated hi-hat drum from the 2AM kit. Press play, and you should hear your looped sample playing with a metronome in the background. Tap on pad 1 on your drum pad or MIDI keyboard to play the hi-hat sound. Find a hi-hat rhythm that fits right within the sample and click on record to record the hi-hat into your session. Now is a good time to save your session, pressing Command plus S, adding a hi-hat drum. Now that the clap is chosen, let's choose a hi-hat. Sound number 3 contains the associated hi-hat drum from the 2AM kit. Press play, and you should hear your looped sample playing with a metronome in the background. Tap on pad 1 on your drum pad or MIDI keyboard to play the hi-hat sound. Find a hi-hat rhythm that fits right within the sample and click on record to record the hi-hat into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S, adding tom drums. Now that the hi-hat is chosen, let's choose a tom drum. Sound numbers 8 through 10 contain the associated tom drum from the 2AM kit. Press play, and you should hear your looped sample playing with a metronome in the background. Tap on pads 8 through 10 on your drum pad or MIDI keyboard to play the tom sound. Find a tom rhythm that fits right within the sample and click on record to record the toms into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S, adding a crash drum. Now that the toms are chosen, let's choose a crash. Sound number 4 contains the associated crash drum from the 2AM kit. Press play, and you should hear your looped sample playing with a metronome in the background. Tap on pad 4 on your drum pad or MIDI keyboard to play the crash sound. Find a crash rhythm that fits right within the sample and click on record to record the crash into your session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S,